The American Academy of Pediatrics recommends infants and toddlers ride in a rear-facing car seat until the age of 2 or when they reach the maximum weight or height allowed by the safety seats manufacturer. But how safe are the seats when the impact originates from the back of the vehicle? It's a question Ohio State research engineer Julie Mansfield hears a lot from parents. She led a study on the topic at Ohio State University's Wexner Medical Center.
What we found aligns really well with what we know from crash data in the real world, and that was that these rear-facing car seats protected very well in this crash condition. We did look at some different features of the different seats, but they all perform really well. Even though the child is facing the direction of the impact, it doesn't necessarily mean that this rear-facing car seat isn't going to do its job. It still has lots of different features and mechanisms to absorb that crash energy and protect the child.
According to estimates, rear impact crashes account for more than 25% of accidents. Mansfield says it's important that parents and care providers follow the recommended guidelines on the right type of car seat for their child's height, weight, and age. The study has been published in SAE International. I'm Mike Foley, WCBE News.